And we're live!
We are? We're live?
And we're all live! Right. And we're live.
Maybe.
We are live from FanFest here for the 2019 San Jose Sharks season. I'm not going to say that there was a lot of lines involved in today's get-together, but Evgeny Kuznetsov was like, damn, it's a lot of lines. Too soon? Too soon? Do I get three games for that? I don't know. Hey, welcome into what's going on here. As you can see, we got some stuff going on behind us. We're taking photos on the ice at the center. We got the Sharks head down, taking photos of that. What did you like so far? Oh, the one thing I wanted to tell you guys, a lot of people are asking, what was going on with the, why no tank tailgate? There was a previous event that was booked already on Autumn Street, so that street was kind of booked up already. We wanted to have it at my house just for the beer. Couldn't make it happen. We'll do it next year.
That's fine. But of course, he could have had to supply the whole beer the whole time, but, you know.
Absolutely. So, and we're also taking shots from the center of the eyes, if you can see here.
Going for but, a BMW? Hey, I'll take it. I can use a new car. But, good to see everyone.
You know what? We're taking up too much of your time. We have a special guest. Let's bring him in.
Yeah. Come on in.
The king of digital VP. Social, everything that goes on when it comes to in-game presentation, especially the playoffs. Doug Bentz, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How you doing?
Love being on the show.
Awesome. What can we look forward to? I'm going to just light you up real fast.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Just fire them at me.
Opening night, October 4th. What are we looking at? Now, last year was a bit of a difference because we had the projection curtain at center ice.
The kabuki curtain is the technical term, yes.
So,
the kabuki curtain was last year. So I think we know the opponent for this year's opening night. The last time they were here in a game that, you know, mattered.
Slightly pivotal.
I've worked here 14 years. Probably by far the best moment I've had at a sporting event was Game 7. I think pretty much everyone I talk to would agree. Yeah. So two things with that. You know, we're going to try to recreate that atmosphere as much as possible without having an amazing Game 7 comeback, which is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. But we're going to try to get that kind of atmosphere here for opening night to welcome the Knights back to SAP Center.
Are you trying to say there might be some trolling involved?
What happens on the internet, I can't control.
Oh, hey now.
But the second part of that is, you know, even just, you know, talking about that experience now, I'm kind of getting goosebumps. And, you know, the feeling of that game from the people here, from, you know, I saw people in the front office jumping up and down like I'd never seen before. Everyone I talked to in the community, whether they're here or not, like, it was all about that feeling of everyone was in this and we knew we were going to come back. So that actually prompted our whole new campaign, which we can get into later. But I think that, you know, that feeling of what that Game 7 was is unforgettable. And so as much as we can bring back that atmosphere, we are. So we'll have the LED wristbands, so the light show in the crowd, with a twist this year. Previously, we could only synchronize that by sections. We can now control that by each individual wristband. So you can imagine.
You're talking about like rows of
You can imagine what we can do with that, and really being creative about what you can actually see with the lights in the stands.
Are you trying to say that you might be able to spell things out?
Maybe I am, and maybe I am.
I want to see the whole upper deck just say 4 minutes.
So it's going to be focused, just because you say that, it's going to be focused on the lower bowl, because then the upper bowl can get the view of it.
Yes.
But yes, there's some. I'm teasing something which I think will be a really cool experience for opening night. And then you mentioned the kabuki curtain. We're bringing back the video projection, the fans like that, but we're going to do it from hanging banners that can stay the whole game, so they're a little more multifunctional. So it's not the kabuki curtain where we did it for just pregame and it dropped.
Yes.
We're going to do something where we can have it be throughout the whole game.
Now, is that something that's similar to – don't the Canucks do something like that, like in the corners?
Yeah, the Canucks had that like a few years ago, I thought. I mean, something that looked really, really cool.
So there's certain variations. It's not going to be like the Canucks, but it'll be
– nobody wants to be like the Canucks, trust me.
I'm not saying that.
I am. Yes. I'm just saying.
I will let you say that.
Yeah.
So projection, light show, we're going to have a march to the tank from
San Pedro
Square Market the day of. Then we'll have a street rally. We are actually, there's a winner.
Oh, we have a winner, dinner. Somebody just put a puck through a hole about that big, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Does that mean that do they get a BMW? Is that what that means? What does that mean?
They don't get a BMW, but he's
celebrating
now,
like he got
a BMW for sure.
Okay, I want to know what he won now because everybody just lost their minds. That was fantastic.
There you go. He's still celebrating.
Dude, I hope you got – yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Can they – yeah, they should be able to see this on the Jumbotron behind us. So, wow. Dude drilled it. I'm sorry. You were saying.
That's great. No, that's great. I'd love to see that kind of celebration. That's apropos for this conversation.
Right? Oh, God. That dude almost did it again, man.
We should just go play-by-play on the
right?
shots. On
yeah, here. Okay, here's the wind-up, ladies and gentlemen. and the delivery. Oh, we're going to be here all day with this. Okay, go ahead.
So we got the march. We have a street rally. We talked about that. We're investing in really music this season. I think that's one of the pieces of fan feedback we've heard over the last couple seasons. Like, can we up our game on the music? So I think you'll start to see that. We've actually been, if you've been to any of the preseason games, we've been experimenting with a whole range of music to kind of gauge reaction to that. So we're going to bring that new strategy starting on opening night.
You're saying just changing up the playlist from the Sharks DJ?
The playlist, the genres, how we actually take requests from fans, having it be a little more interactive, having it be a little more breadth of music, so all types of genres.
I was going to say, I did feel like the game last night against the Knights, a little less EDM. And it was welcomed.
Yeah,
you know, you can only hear unts, unts, unts for so long, and then but it's good.
Excuse me, I need my sandstorm.
Okay. Well, you can have that.
That's a third period. That's not music.
Yeah, third period up by a goal, 5 minutes left. Yeah. Sure, you can have it.
Yeah. So I think you'll see you'll notice that. And then with the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, we've actually redesigned that. A lot of new features are going to be rolled out all throughout the season. But one of the big things. We're going to start having more and more interactive games. So, like pregame trivia, you know, when in the past it's just been music. We're trying to get people engaged in that. And in trivia, you know, we bring back things like Fin Race. We're going to have a lot more. We're on the app. You can request what songs you want to hear or even actually what, like, intermission features that we see.
Oh!
So, just a little more where fans can kind of get more engaged in the game and have a little more impact on what they see on the ice. So, all this you'll start to see on opening night.
Can I make a request? You don't have to, you know, I'll just put it out there. You don't have to do it. What were they called? It was the, you know, the Yahoo Zamboni, the Pirate 209 Zamboni, the Zamboni races.
Oh, yeah.
Like dot races. Yeah. I just get a kick out of that every time.
No, I would definitely make that note.
It's always one of my favorites.
Yeah.
So with that, do you want to get in about the, or get into the Teal Together campaign that's going this season?
Absolutely. I think I think you've probably started to see Teal Together. We launched that earlier this month. I think it goes back to this idea of, you know, we came from Sharks for Life. We had that campaign for 3 years. I think it was extremely successful. We were able to showcase really the deep passion people have from this team. I mean, just off the charts, summed up by, you know, the tattoos during playoffs even shocked us, how we were having people spend the night in front of tattoo shops to get their Sharks
tattoos.
That
was amazing.
Yeah. And we totally appreciate that deep passion our fans have. But, you know, just going through the playoffs last year and seeing just, like, really the whole community come together for that playoff run, like, that's what it's all about. You know, the game of hockey is awesome. It's the best sport. You know, I'm not just saying that because I work here. I really...
Sure. Yeah, okay. No.
I truly believe that. But really, the experience of the Sharks is so much more than just the game of hockey. I mean, it really is the community. I mean, you guys know that firsthand. I mean, the community you guys have built, like, that's what it's all about. And just the way we came together during the playoffs last year, I think that spirit is really what makes sports, you know, really impactful and really just different than anything else. So that's really what we wanted to capture. And then the fact that it's just Teal Together and not necessarily Sharks Together or anything like that, we're trying to incorporate just more than the team, you know, like youth hockey, adult hockey, the Barracuda, like anything that happens in this arena, like it's so much more than just the Sharks. And I think if we bring all those communities together, we're just stronger together. And it's just much more of a movement and more welcoming to people. I think, you know, we have definitely those people who are getting the Sharks tattoos, but I think we want more people supporting the team and just joining the community. So that was really the background on how we came to Teal Together, which I think you actually like that saying too, which, well, I'll give that the head nod to that right now for sure.
Well, and you got to hook it up to the fact that this building is just the location, it can't get any better. No. It's so tied into downtown.
Absolutely.
The businesses, it does bring everybody together. To use the fun phrase that it seems to be on Twitter everywhere, you know, I'm old enough to remember blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Well, I'm old enough to remember that just traveling along Santa Clara Street before this building was even a glimmer in somebody's eye. You know, Susan Hammer had nothing going on. And this building came to fruition. And then you had the first, you know, there was a lot of excitement, 91, 92, 93, watching this come together, especially as fans were keyed up watching the games at the Cow Palace. Then when it all came here in 93, and I remember there used to be I forget what they called it, like a street festival called Tapestry and Talent back in the day. And they held an open house. It was the first time that they ever cracked the doors to this building open. And I remember sitting literally just about right up above where we're here right now, just front row, and I went, this is going to be amazing. So just this location, and 25 years later, yeah. And she's aged beautifully.
Yeah.
So, to see this continue another 25 years, the way that it does bring downtown together, because San Pedro was, it didn't exist like that. So just the way that it's kind of splintered out and grown. Now, how do you think, and if you're not able to answer, I totally get it. We know that Google's coming in.
Yep.
Are they going to try to kind of, I'm looking for the right word, kind of metamorphosize into like embracing, the tank into like working around with this?
Yeah.
And let's be honest. For at least one day a year, I would think, opening day, they should change the Google letter. Instead of it rainbow, it should be all teal letters, but that's just me.
No, I love the ideas. Okay. I don't necessarily have a lot of details. I mean, I think obviously the hope of the campaign and really what we're trying to do as the organization, I think that's what we're trying to drive towards. I mean, you talk about seeing this arena built 25, now 26 years ago. I mean, we just see so many new people coming to the area that don't necessarily have that history. So how can we use Teal Together to bring them in and understand that you didn't have to be here in the Cow Palace to really appreciate what the community is? I think one couple things that we try to really bring that out is you saw over the past few years we had a lot of signage inside the arena for our campaigns.
Oh, we've but taken the wrapping
that now outside. So we have the pillar wraps, we have the stair wraps, we actually have that 10-foot-high public art piece. That's the shark fin. So how do we bring that to the people so they understand that there's something special going on in this building, and there's something special with this community? I think more and more we're trying to bring people and join the community, even if you're not necessarily inside the arena.
You still feel the excitement and electricity outside.
Exactly. And even maybe outside of just this area, with the viewing parties.
Yes.
We have the opening night viewing party on the 2nd at Avaya. Our goal this year is to take one out to Pleasanton, take one to San Francisco, take one to Gilroy. Really, for that, it's Teal Together. That's not just around here.
As an East Bay resident, I thank you very much.
Yes. Well, I'm over there, too, so I appreciate that. But
I want to go to Oracle Park and watch it on the Jumbotron there.
Well,
right?
So those are the kind of things that we're talking about, which are going to bring Teal Together to life. And again, if you can't make one of these big viewing parties, we are bringing back the Sharks Viewing Network, where we now have 30 bars who are going to be official viewing locations, which we're trying to create that atmosphere out of those bars. And again, the community within those bars. So if you want to come and watch 20 Sharks games at your local bar, now it's just not just you; it's now part of the Sharks community. So I think. Everything is framed for us right now for Teal Together, and I think it's been pretty successful, and I think we'll see some good things this year for fans.
And now, I don't know, what you can speak to, but Dan Ruzanowski, the whole digital app and having the pregame digital that you can just listen to it straight on the app. There's the push. Is that in February? The weekend, 4-day weekend.
Yes, so the digital weekend's in February. But then all year we'll have the pregame show exclusive on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. I think that's a combination of where we're seeing that trend in audio. I mean, you guys have been on the forefront of really where audio is going. I think We're actually now going to have 6 podcasts of our own this season, each with a different perspective. So I think
I know the pecking order, pal.
No, to me, the more content like that, and the more people we get on board to that kind of technology, it helps all of us. Because at the end of the day, the more we're talking about the Sharks, and the more stories we tell, and the more we can build this community, like, it only helps everyone. And so I think we've seen that trend and are trying to really experiment whether, you know, we're going to go fully into that trend. And I think the pregame show is a great place to start, because there's always some challenges with drive time and with radio there.
Well, let's be honest. We're in a life of DVR. We want it when we want it.
Correct.
So.
Yeah. So I think it works. So, yeah. So we love K-Fox. K-Fox is still the flagship station. You can catch every game, every post game there, with the exception of Digital Weekend, of course, where we're going to have 4 games that are digital exclusive. Again, to a large degree, we're just experimenting to see if this is something that fans like, that we like, that works for the future. And we'll adjust on that based on the feedback that we get from everyone involved. So I think it'll be an interesting year. I think not only that, I think with a lot of things we're doing, I think we're just trying to do new things to see if they stick. And I think a lot of things may not necessarily work, but I think a lot of things will work. And it's a matter of working with fans to get their feedback to see how we're actually driving strategy together, as opposed to just either not doing anything or doing things without that interaction with fans.
See, I'll be interested to see how many fans then with this season, with that push for digital through the app, how many we see wearing the white earbuds, you know, so they can, because, you know, getting an FM signal in here, sometimes good, so it could be hit or miss, but if you've got that strong internet connection, sounds tight.
Yeah, and I think there's even some technologies that can even solve that problem even better. So these are all things that are definitely on our radar that we want to try to make it be the best fan experience that we can.
It's fantastic. Okay, I don't want to keep you too much longer, but I saw that you brought some things. I don't know if you're willing to show those off to anybody.
I did bring some things. Yeah.
I don't know if you're willing to show those off. Because I got to tell you, that white one on top, so, I'm super excited about that.
I'll keep these right here. I'll do a little.
You want to hold that up for him?
So you know, along the same lines as Teal Together, you know, I think over the last few years, I think we've done some pretty good things with the giveaways. We try to make them really unique, really ownable by Sharks fans, have a story with them. But again, with Teal Together, like, how do we bring now new people into the mix while at the same time giving that really unique thing to our core Sharks fans? So we commissioned 5 artists and said, hey, we know you're a Sharks fan, we know you like the Sharks, but like, what is your interpretation as a designer of what the Sharks mean to you? So it's not always just the regular crest. I mean, it's a lot of different things to different people.
And are these local artists as well?
So these are the 4 are local, and then 1 is California based, but not from the area. And we intentionally kind of chose people from different backgrounds or different perspectives, because we think that represents who we are here as fans.
You don't want to have 5 of the same design.
Exactly. So they designed these crests, so they're going to go on 5 giveaways. So in the past, we've only done, you know, around 2 of the jerseys, which are the, you know, it's half jersey, half shirt.
Yeah.
We're going to 5, so each crest will have its own jersey, which I think is exciting. We're also, then there's going to be follow-up promo packs where you can get things like hats and shirts
that match the design.
We're actually going to use these designs and have merchandise in the store. So again,
now that's what I like.
Because that's one of the things we've heard. Like you miss the game or you can't come to the game, or there's certain things that we don't want to keep people from having this, you know, these cool designs. So we're really trying to extend that to everyone. So
now, when you have one of these nights, will there also be correlating warm-up jerseys?
Correct. Yeah. Yep. So on the game night, we'll have the players wear the warm-up jerseys. Those will be auctioned off to the nonprofit of the night. We'll have the giveaway item. We'll have the artist in. We'll have content around what it meant to them, why they came up with this. So it's really more of a platform. And then after that game happens, we'll then start rolling out the merch in the store and the promo pack.
Oh, so very nice.
We're trying to do it in a thoughtful way where, you know, people can get the stuff. So
we'll see.
That's the one I'm most excited about,
I got to be honest.
This is my personal favorite. We call this Shark Freak. This is done by a Santa Cruz skateboard designer. I think this represents, in a lot of ways, what hockey's all about.
I'm even digging the shoulder, San Jose in that logo. Or in that kind of dripping font, that's tight.
Honestly, I think that's what we all look like after we beat the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 7.
No, I'm like, when those warm-up jerseys, boy, that's, my wife's going to be upset. Okay. Oh.
And then here, this is done by a female graffiti artist. So again, a much different perspective, and it's about, you know, if you don't love Shark Freak, maybe you love one of these other ones, and just really is representative of the different groups of fans that we have here. And then we have another sample here.
This one I also loved too.
Is this Uprising? No, which one is this? I know because of Shark Freak, there was Uprising.
Yeah, so Uprising I don't have.
Oh, that's the black one with the, okay.
Exactly.
But this is Open Waters.
Open Waters, yeah. So this is a little homage. You got Santa Cruz in there. You got, you know, our South Bay represented.
I didn't see this so much in the design when you see it on the web. When you see it in person, it's very cool. It's almost kind of like Santa Cruz, but...
Exactly.
Oh, what's that building that you go to? Oh, in San Francisco. And the
Palace of Fine Arts.
There you go. That's the one.
And then you have the orange is the road leading to SAP Center, which is where the lights are. So
cool.
A lot of Easter eggs in these once you see them up close. But, again, you know, different designers, different perspectives. I think, again, it only kind of widens the audiences that we have and really makes it feel welcome because, you know, historically, hockey necessarily hasn't been the most welcoming. So how can we overcome that in authentic ways where we're not just saying, come to the game. We're saying, hey, like we understand your perspective. Come join us and join the community.
And it's the diversity of the Bay Area and Northern California. And you can see it totally in all of these designs for sure.
Yeah, that's really the goal.
Awesome. Well, I don't know if there's anything else. Any other Easter eggs that you want to let us in on? Or is it just all about opening night? You got to be here to see it.
No, I think opening night will be a memorable night for a lot of reasons. I think we're gonna try to make it as memorable as possible with what we're doing on game presentation. I mean, food is also another area where we've tried to invest a lot. We could certainly talk about that. I mean,
oh my God, smoking pig! Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. So. So last year, you know, we tried to up our game on food, but really focused on the Alaska Airlines Club. This year was all about the concourse. So 9 new offerings on the concourse, which is more than we've ever had before. So, you know, we brought sushi, brought smoking pig. We have Dole Whip at the...
was that Hula Truck?
I don't need to go to Disneyland anymore.
And I got to be honest. Like, I looked at smoking pig. You saw Opa come in. The thing, Shark's Boardwalk.
Walk
by there, and it smells like Santa Cruz, number one. But that easily the biggest lines last night from the game.
Yeah.
Easily. Everybody wanted corn dogs and cotton candy.
No, extremely popular. I think we knew it was going to be popular. I think last night was an indication of that. We've already kind of worked with how we can make sure that the lines aren't there when we come to opening night. Maybe not the healthiest stand in the world, but I mean, the food here, what Aramark has done over the last few years and just up the game on the quality and the selection has been unreal. And I think fans will really feel that because the more and more we hear, food and beverage is a major part of the experience. And so, you know, how do we improve all the parts of the experience? But food and beverage has been one that we really focused on because fans have really focused on that.
I absolutely love it. Cheese truck? No, cheese. What is it?
The grilled cheese with a Z is the first... food truck. So the launch test kitchen, which was very successful, where we tested out a bunch of different food offerings last year in the club, moves to the concourse. So we have deals with 8 different food trucks. So about roughly every month, we switch out the food trucks. All these guys are local. All these guys are pretty well known in the community. So yeah, grilled cheese is the first one for opening night.
And it looked amazing last night. Yes. My only bone of contention, and hopefully maybe you'll look at this next season. Yeah. As you said, you focused on the club level food options and then brought them up this season. There's a little section in the corner of the club that is my favorite called NorCal Brewing. Because there's just this amazing selection of taps, but unfortunately those aren't available on the concourse. Is there any maybe push in a season or two to maybe bring up a little corner, a little something to get some more variety of taps going on the concourse?
Nothing that I can necessarily talk about now, but I think that's definitely a good note and something that we've heard. So we'll definitely have that in mind.
And then we would be remiss if we didn't ask. Is there any idea of perhaps a coffee cart coming to the concourse?
Again, not information I have, but I think
just letting you know,
that's good feedback. No, this is good. And those we're on camera now, so yeah. we definitely have this recorded.
Those colder months, December, yeah. January, February. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice to get a little cappuccino, a little something going. I'm sure some of the office people that.
Yeah.
You know what? I guarantee you, down under here, the bowels underneath the ice, somewhere there's a coffee maker. I guarantee you. I'm just saying.
If someone can make a nice pumpkin spice latte, yeah, right? That would be great.
So is there anything else? I mean, God, that was a lot.
I think we've covered a lot of ground. I mean, opening night, I think is going to be special.
Provided that both teams get out of here in one piece.
Exactly. But maybe that's why it's going to be special. Because we'll see maybe a different type of opening night than we have in the past. I think... Ooh. We're excited for the season. We're extremely excited about Teal Together. We've got really good feedback from fans, and really that's the focus and the community. So I think we're looking forward to more ways how we bring that to life and really bring fans more into the mix.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Doug, as always.
You
good luck.
On the show.
Hey, and good luck getting out of here, keeping that white one, because I want that.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Take it easy.
Doug Bentz. And he's taking our jerseys, AJ.
Oh, no. I know.
Bring it back. All right.
So well, we got behind us, we got, is that Hedekin down there? These guys?
That's Hedy and Bakes and Kendall Coyne Schofield.
Excellent. So obviously talking to the broadcast crew on that. You know what? They brought in some cool jerseys to show off.
Yeah.
The one thing that we haven't really gotten into, it seems to be the elephant in the room, is... we kind of have some snazzy new shirts, eh? So we're going to kind of announce this now. These are going to be available to purchase on the website starting next week. And here's the thing that's really going to bake your noodle. We have teal women's version, women's sizes. So we love the ladies. We have a teal version of this. So obviously I'm wearing the stealth. Eric's got the teal. These will be available on the website for purchase sometime in the next week. Yeah. So, very cool. I haven't been able to pay attention to the comments.
I'm going
to
go off camera while in.
Oh, he's going off camera. That means I have to vamp. But a lot of comments going on, and we totally appreciate that. While we're here, of course, I should hit the little button, right? Shall I? I think I shall.
You should.
I'll try it again. Let's see if it goes. Does it go?
There we go.
Look at that. It goes. So appreciate the comments. Do us a favor. Hit the subscribe button down below. Certainly appreciate it. Instagram, Twitter, all those places. We had a great summer. We had just a remarkable season. Grew a lot. And, of course, we want to grow bigger. And anytime you order one of these shirts, you know what I'm going to throw in there just because I'm that nice of a guy? How about a Teal Town beer coaster, drink coaster. I don't have to say beer. It could be any drink.
Right.
But Teal Town, we'll throw one of these in with any purchase of a shirt just because they're fun and they look like hockey pucks. Hello. And while we were here today at FanFest, we were able to get some Sharks Territory FanFest signs autographed by some different people. Mark Edward Vlasic, Kevin LeBanc, Dalton Prout. Who? No, I kid.
He scored on us last year. And like Doug Wilson, or he said to Doug Wilson, he's like, that was my money goal.
There you go. Evander Kane, who else? Timo Meyer. So we're going to be taking those signs, those autograph signs, and we're going to come up with some ways to hook our viewers up with those. So that should be fun this season.
Yep, definitely.
What else?
So chats in there. Cheryl, good afternoon to you. A longtime fan of us. She likes the black one. She likes
The black one. Hey now.
Of course, it's being modeled by AJ, of course. So what?
And that'll be a screenshot. Thank
you. So much for, you know, we broke the bank on the t-shirts that we ran out of the models. So you got us too. So a couple of things they're saying. You know, there's some people wishing that there were some restaurants that stayed, like some restaurants that were staying, like Nick the Greek.
They did replace Nick. Well, they didn't replace it location-wise, but Nick the Greek leaves. Opa comes in. You know, the thing, I'm going to be quite honest, Sushi Confidential, Smoking Pig, and that cheese, the grilled cheese place. Those are the three that I really want to try. Although that hula truck, I'm not going
to
lie.
I have to try that.
Yeah.
And that, I think that was pork, open man. Today, too.
Yeah.
You know, so with Sushi Confidential coming back, does that mean we get the guy that says, teriyaki rice bowl, California roll?
As long as I get California roll. And there was some other sushi wrap thing they had going, some sort of Cajun something. It sounded great.
You said Cajun. Good.
Yeah.
That's almost as bad as saying Vancouver.
Love the spicy people.
Yes. Chester asking, well, you could just send him a sign.
Okay.
Right. Well,
you'll get the Dalton Pratt one.
Yes. Cheryl does like the teal one, too. And do we set up on a price for this? Not to put you on the spot.
No, chances are they're going to be the same as the jumbo jerseys. You know what? If you order a large version of the Stealth or this, if you happen to order a large, you might be a lucky winner of a large Win It for Jumbo shirt. Just letting you know. Price point is probably going to be about the same. We got to go through it. It's going to be somewhere between 25 and 30. Just putting that out there. But again, comes with a beer coaster.
He's having too much fun with these beer coasters, in fact. I mean,
they look really cool. I'm just saying. In fact, I think we even got a couple signed.
Yeah.
Those might even be giveaways, too.
We'll
so.
See about that. But yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. These guys right here, for
they're
sure.
Cool.
Anthony Sanchez says grilled cheese, delicious.
Okay. See, I haven't had a chance to try it yet. Again, I'm a big smoking pig fan. I will say that I'm disappointed, and I don't think the Sharks or Aramark had anything to do with this. We all know that when they bring in a food company, the menu does have to get slightly condensed. It's not like Togo's back in the day had 28 different sandwiches. Right. You know, they had five of the most popular. The only thing that I have, smoking pig, no wolf turds. I need wolf turds.
He just wanted to say that really folks.
Bacon wrapped jalapeno excavated with the cheese and the sweet sausage and the so good.
And that's probably the first time we've ever said excavated on the show, for sure.
They're so good.
Let's see. Good. So we're getting some questions here now. Chester Chivo asking, how have you guys announced Teal Town meetup nights?
Night is a Teal Town. opening night, we're going to be here. And then pretty much any game that, you know, either of us are at, let's just put it this way. If you come to a game, go to the Sharks Foundation kiosk at the first intermission. If we're there, it's a Teal Town meetup night. Because that's usually where we are when that happens. Right.
Let's see what else is there. Cheryl asking how are the crowds. Crowd's pretty good.
Today, crowd?
Considering there was a race here this morning and through the afternoon where Santa Clara Street was closed. The Niners home opener is also taking place as we speak, but we got a good crowd on hand. It looks pretty good. This crowd was going nuts.
The line for the Sharks head to get the photo with the has died down significantly. I got to go.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. It got really quiet in here all of a sudden.
Right? It's like they're actually listening to us. Oh. Listen to all the people watching us. Jessica saying, I'm going to have to cop a Stealth Teal Town since I already own the teal.
Hey yes. Now.
The one thing with the teal, this is the actual teal. This will match your jerseys, your shirts, and everything. So by all means, you know, you need to get both for sure. As we do that, let's see what's hoping to see the Pavs return in January. Here's the comparison. This is essentially we have the original one. Oh, thank you very much, by the way. Thank you.
What?
They're giving me a round of applause back there, man.
Oh, that was nice.
This is the original one that we had a few years ago. More so the original teal we had going on, and that's compared to this one now. So these will be on.
The new one's definitely more of a true color.
Yep.
There you go.
There we go. And it's gone, just like that. Let's see. Chivo asking, see you guys' Pavs return in January. That's for for the return of Joe Pavelski in January.
I can't wait for that.
And we might as well just talk about it a little bit here. Which home games are you looking forward to? I mean, obviously, opening night's going to be a huge one. Pavelski's return, obviously.
Here's the big bone of contention, or I shouldn't say bone of contention, the kind of a big question. Does Pavelski get the reception that Marlowe got?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, obviously, Pavelski, you look at just what happened, that whole series with Vegas and Colorado, the going down, I mean, losing teeth, but then taking the headshot. We all know how the five-minute major impacted the game because Vegas, their penalty kill disappeared for about four minutes and one second. But you have that. Then you have Pavelski coming out. What was it? Game five, coming out, waving the towel, getting everybody amped up, and then coming back game seven versus Colorado, getting the first goal, setting the tone. You know, he doesn't have the same history that Marlowe does, but I would say that maybe Pavelski's recent history may be a little bit more impactful to the Sharks. So we'll see. It's worth coming.
And remember, we talk about Teal together. There are certain, I mean, way back in the day, you would say Doug Wilson, Owen Nolan. Maybe that second decade, you could say Patrick Marlowe, Joe Thornton. There might be a little bit where it's Joe Pavelski here, Logan Couture, Tomas Hertl. So, yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of reception, I think, for Pavs. It's just going to be an interesting one comes into town.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. The other weird thing, though, too, is that at least when Marlowe came back, he still wore the same number.
That's a weird one. He's wearing his USA jersey number.
So, I think with that, we can probably start thinking about wrapping things up. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Hope the sound quality was good. It's the first time we've ever gone live in this regard, in this setup. So, I hope everything sounded good. I hope you were able to hear what Doug Benz had to say. I hope that, you know, Danny Miller and Johnny Root behind me isn't, like, completely overbearing on our microphones. Hopefully, we're good. Well, I'll leave you with this before they start to get things going for the Legends game. They still got some, massively long carpets out here taking photos with the Shark Head. And, again, taking these hopefully you can see it in the Jumbotron that should be right up there. but they're doing, only one guy evidently has made the shot for the BMW.
Yep,
and you can see the car on the ice over Eric's shoulder.
That's so nice to have me parked there. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
A couple more things in the chat before we take out of here.
See, I tried to frame it where, you know, we would have the where is it? Right there. Tried to frame it so the scoreboard would be in the photo.
I wasn't know where he was going. He's going to poke my eye out or something there.
He was about to have a three-hole nose.
Pavelski, he actually bled for the team.
Yes, that's true. Well, there's some shots of Marlowe dripping against Detroit in the playoffs. Not the same. Just, you know.
Very true. But, yeah, just going through it. Ladies, are you hearing from people? The ladies, the women's shirts are amazing as well. They're actually really soft and nice, and they're the actual color teal too. Big shout out to our friend Caitlin Best at Custom Inc. and Mrs. Crankchef on Twitter.
If you can give him about 90 seconds to 2 minutes, he can bring in a model to show off the girl's shirt. I'm just saying.
If that's what you're okay. Yeah. All right.
He can do it.
We're right back.
We're about to have another guest, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, I'll vamp a little bit. Again, as you can see behind us, I don't know what he just said. Doesn't really matter. I never really pay attention. But as you can see, they're doing shots from center ice. Wouldn't it be great if someone took a shot right now and nailed it now that we have this nice open view? So other than that, again, be here. Join us opening night, October 4th. Yes, Friday night, we'll be here. There'll be some sort of Twitter meetup thingy at the Sharks Foundation kiosk at the first intermission. Usually I am at Whole Foods prior to doors opening because I always like to try out what the new refreshments are up there at the Whole Foods Beer Garden. They are like them. We really should be getting paid from these people. But so for the ladies in the house that are interested in a Teal Town USA shirt, come on in. So it has the ladies cut, as you can see. It shows off a little bit of the neckline. Let's push the girls together, make them look good. That's what it shows off. Hey, that's what they're there for.
And
there she goes. All right. But just to let you know, ladies, we have a shirt cut just for you. So. Hey, my wife says the same thing. So, oh, you got to push the girls up, make them look good. I'm just quoting my wife, people. I'm telling you.
I hope that's his wife he's quoting. That's all I'm saying. All right. So
with that, five thumbs up, really? That's it? Come on, people, work harder.
Jessica, come on. With that, we will get out of here. Let's see. You and Jerk did a Pacific Division preview. Definitely
what was
check that
Thursday,
out.
I want to say?
Friday.
Friday, yes. Pacific Division previews up there from Friday. We will be doing a Sharks preview with Brody Brazil sometime this week. Might even get Jamie Baker, maybe even Kevin Kurz, maybe even Shalana Goldman.
Sweet.
We're going to be talking to some people this week is what I'm saying. So take a look for that. Again, if you're interested in supporting the show, we would really appreciate it. The shirts will be available on the website. Again, follow us on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You will see on all of those some sort of thing that says, hey, everybody, shirts are now available to go grab them. Go grab them. And then remember, though, each one, coaster. These are fun. Who doesn't want a coaster that looks like a hockey puck? And they sail beautifully.
And
you have
no
idea. And he
just broke a light. So
yeah, we gotta shut this shit down. Is basically what
great,
the deal is.
Thanks. If you missed anything or want to watch this again, check us out on TL10USA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, you love it.
Spotify.
And Spotify, of course. So for AJ Strong, I'm Eric Kura. You can follow us on Tealtown USA on the Twitter machine and Instagram. And until later this week, keep it real.
I'm getting a beer.
Keep it teal. He's just going to walk away. Keep it teal. Have a great one, everyone. We'll see you at the tank later tonight. And go women tonight. Have a good one.